Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I'll just be honest with you, man. Give me your thoughts on the Chiefs, because around here, man, sky may be falling for some it's not. Where is it for you?
Yeah, I'm on the sky is falling camp. That game in Denver, that was the turning point. We talked about it last week, guys. It could be on with you again, but that was the game. You gotta have it. It's one of those gotta have it games, and it was right there for the taking, and they didn't do it. And this has been the pattern for this team. They obviously still have plenty of time to turn things around, but we have to do the show today, as we like to say. And so today, you ask me what I think. I think this is a debacle. This is a boondoggle right now for the Chiefs. They gotta dig themselves out. And just when you thought they had dug themselves out, they started digging a little deeper with that loss to the Broncos. So now you're talking about a wild card team. The problem is you lost to Jacksonville, and you know a couple guys in your defense weren't hustling, and Jacksonville looks like they're a wild card team. So you're going to have to be a game better than them because the tiebreaker goes to Jacksonville at the end of the year, and that's assuming you're able to win this weekend against the Colts and whatnot. So it's not great. It's not. I'm going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It's not good, but at least the chicken fingers are good over at the Landing. So
That is true. I mean, you got to find a positive in anything. But for me, I look at it, I go, it comes down to the head coach and it comes down to the quarterback. Horrible decisions by Patrick Mahomes, the interceptions, and then 13 penalties a game or whatever it is. That's discipline, man. And to me, that's on the coaching. It's got to start from the top.
Yeah, I go by the mantra that you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen, right? It's not week three. And you're not playing the Giants. It's now that was week 11, and the same stuff is popping up. So yeah, it's not a great look. And I mean, there's a couple ways where to fork in the road here for the Chiefs. If they, you know, you think about down the line, if this thing continues, if they end up with like 8 wins or 9 wins, something like that, it's what kind of changes are going to happen? I mean, we're at that kind of a point because you don't want to waste this thing with Mahomes, and this is not great. So they've got a lot of work to do, obviously. I mean, there's certainly some winnable games. You got the Raiders, Titans, and Cowboys. Those should be just show up and win games down the line. And so that'll get you to 8 wins, and then you're going to have to beat the Colts and the Chargers and the Broncos again. So they're all winnable. The Chiefs are not in the bubble of trust right now the way they've played.
Do you think that do you think this is one of those years in the AFC where as long as you're in, and that's why I think when we look at the picture right now and you see Baltimore and Kansas City still kind of outside, but 5-5, clearly I think we all three here agree that the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the North, right? Aaron Rodgers is now out, Mason Rudolph leading the sleigh in Pittsburgh. But like we would all agree that the Ravens would win, and you got to think that if Kansas City is like the 7th seed, and Indianapolis is the 1 seed. Let's say they lose this Sunday to Kansas City and Arrowhead. Yeah, they'll get him in Indianapolis, but do you think the Chiefs are that team with the players from the start? Be like, oh, son of a gun, they let him in, and now they're going to wreck the party.
Yeah, I don't. Denver with Bo Nix, Dusty doesn't. He's not great. They're good. He's not great. And I don't trust Drake May. He's been good. They played a lot of tomato cans. So, like, you'd think looking at it based on track record, they don't scare you. But the Chiefs have to prove that they're legit. And I mean, you look at the bottom, as you said, Baltimore's going to get in. I guess the Chiefs, you got to pull for Buffalo, right? Against Houston, because mm-hmm. Houston's kind of lurking there in the shadows with the same record and whatnot. So, yeah, there's no juggernaut team. We talked about this over the last month or so. There's like mm-hmm. nobody really, even though some teams with great records, even on the NFC side, Philadelphia and the Rams, I think those teams are plumb for the taking. And in the AFC, Denver, New England, Indianapolis, I think going into the playoffs, I don't look at any of them like they're unstoppable. So you just got to get in. You just got to get in, win wild card weekend, and you're on your way.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. You get in, and as Dusty said, oh, my God, it's the big bad Chiefs. I wouldn't want to face the Chiefs if I was another team. And you mentioned the Thursday night game. Yeah, I guess for the first time maybe in a while, we got to root for Buffalo in this one to kind of knock Houston out and keep them, at bay in this one. How do you look at this Thursday night game tonight? Because Houston's got the best defense in the NFL. People seem to forget that.
Yeah, and Josh Allen has turned the ball over a lot. Like, this is not the Josh Allen of last year. He's made a lot of decisions that have gone against him and whatnot. So I do think it's going to be within the point spread tonight. So from that perspective, from a gambling perspective, I think Houston will keep it close with Davis Mills. I do believe the Bills will win the game, but I think it's going to be like a field goal type game. Although these Thursday games are always so wonky. They're usually half the game is just terrible. Where they're warming up, it's not right. Very rarely do we get a smooth Thursday night game, but I do think it'll come down to the fourth quarter, and the Bills will win it. But it's not going to be like a smooth situation on Thursday night because of the turnovers. The turnovers are the great equalizer. And Josh Allen, I think it's the last five or six games, he's got like seven interceptions, four fumbles. He's made a lot of mistakes.
Ben, I want to ask you this because I know you do the Benny and the Penny, and you're a gambling guy, my guy.
Yes.
+122, Detroit, Chiefs, Ravens all make the playoffs. Yay or nay?
So Detroit, Chiefs, and Ravens, they're in, so that's good. Detroit will end up getting. I think Chicago's going to fall off here, so I'd say that's not a bad bet. I'd do it, though. I'd put a couple bucks down on that.
Which team only +122?
122. So which team gives you the most confidence, and which team gives you the least amount of confidence?
The Ravens would give me the most confidence. The Lions would be second. And the Chiefs, I would put them last on that. Not a list, by the way. A big board. Not a list. A big board. I don't do lists. But I would put them at the very bottom because of the fact they've already lost to Denver, lost to the Chargers once. And I know they play them again. But they have no margin for error. It's like being on a high wire and crossing the Grand Canyon, and there's no net. Like you make one mistake, and that's it. I mean, I don't know if we're quite at that point yet. But if they lose to the Colts on Sunday, that gets them to six losses. How many losses can you have, and then in the AFC, and you're in? I mean, I know at the bottom there's teams with four losses, like the Chargers and Jacksonville. But they have to have the tiebreaker with those teams. Right now they don't, so it's a mess.
It is a mess. As we talked to Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan, and over in the NFC, I was reading some stuff this morning. The Rams, are they the best team? Is Matthew Stafford the MVP of the league and all of this kind of stuff? I know we do this kind of week to week, but it sure seems like the Rams just continue to win, and they're kind of a quiet team. We're like, I guess it's the West Coast, not a lot of people talk about. They should be getting more run for the way that they're playing and what they're doing with a great defense, a quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame, and the next to Andy Reid, maybe the best coach in the NFL.
Yeah, but McVay's been wonderful. They don't get the buzz. Everyone's been talking. Well, you know why? Because they're winning, and there's nothing. Even Philadelphia won the Super Bowl. Everyone's talking about Jalen Hurts. The players are upset with Jalen Hurts. There's none of that with the Rams. Like the Rams, by the way, just put three guys on injured reserve who are starters. So good luck on that. They play the Bucs this weekend, so we'll see if they're able to win without three starters. But yeah, the Rams have been wonderful. I go back to the conversation we had last week. I'm on Team Dusty as far as the MVP race. I love the Rams. Stafford's got MVP stats. He's got 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I've watched the Rams every game. I just don't – I look at him, I say, I don't think that's the MVP. There's got to be somebody better than him. And the Chiefs are playing Jonathan Taylor this weekend. So I have him in the top spot, and if the Chiefs can bottle him up, then he's out of the top spot. So then we'll have somebody else up there. It's just wide open, and it will be decided the final month. But I'm leaning towards the running back because I don't look – all these quarterbacks have issues. Like even Stafford, the Rams won last week. He didn't play great in that. He had like 130-something yards against the Seattle defense, and they won, and he had some touchdown passes, which is great. So I wasn't – I know I'm nitpicking, but that's what we do. We're talk shows. We nitpick.
Yeah, because the previous, you know, the previous 3 weeks, he went 5 touchdowns, 0 picks, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 180, 280, 280. So, yeah, I think this is one of those years where, like, we're back in the swing of things where does Matthew Stafford, quote-unquote, deserve it because he's never won an MVP and his team is one of the more dominant teams in the league? Or is this one of those years where it's like, it could be Allen, it could be Stafford, it could be Mahomes, it could be this. Why don't we give it to the running back? You know what? He deserves it. The Colts are who they are. Screw it. I think it's Jonathan Taylor's year.
Well, today I think that the Stafford stat, that the fun fact of the hour for you guys is that I saw this week, that Matthew Stafford, for the first time in his NFL career after beating Seattle, I believe this is accurate. I'm going to go with it anyway. First time in his career, he has a winning record.
Yeah.
As an NFL quarterback. He never, I mean, this is amazing. The guy, well, it makes sense. He was with the Lions and they were terrible, but the guy, and you said it, Hall of Famer, Bob. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he is. I mean, yeah, he absolutely is, man.
He's better than Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and they're going to be in the Hall of Fame or in the Hall of Fame or however you want to describe those. No, I think Matthew Stafford's a first ballot lock for the Hall of Fame.
Philip Rivers, is he?
No, he's not, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Okay, so the Super Bowl thing puts him on. That's
huge.
Yeah. I say if he wins the MVP this year, he's a Hall of Famer. How about that? I think he's still a borderline guy because they're gonna penalize him for the Lions and how bad they were all those years. And I don't think he's a lock. I don't think he's a first ballot.
I also
guy.
Think he's like top 5 in fourth quarter comebacks of all time.
Well, that's because he played on teams that were always losing.
Right, yeah. I think we did this stat like not too long ago. We were talking, all three of us on the show, and it was like, okay, it's probably Brady, it's probably Manning, it's probably Elway, and our producer Mac was like, he's like, Matthew Stafford, fifth. And you're like, oh, that's right. All those years. Because you think about it. Okay, so I don't know why we're getting off on this tangent. Maybe it's my fault. But Matthew Stafford, best wide receiver year ever. Calvin Johnson, Detroit. Another best wide receiver year ever. Cooper Kupp, Los Angeles Rams. Quarterback coincidence. Matthew Stafford.
And Puka Nacua also had a ridiculous year with Matthew Stafford.
Somebody got to throw that ball.
Yeah, he's a star maker. He is a star maker at wide receiver. You want him as your guy.
And you better say something nice about him or his wife will throw a soft pretzel at your head.
Yeah, I don't want that. I will be at the Rams game on Sunday, so I don't want her attacking me. So,
hey, nice. If she does throw the soft pretzel at your head, save it for me because, you know, that's my deal. I like those.
I promise you it will not be as good as
one. No, you sue and you make up like a bruise on your forehead. You're like, man.
The pretzel is hard.
I just, if she does throw the pretzel at Matthew Stafford's wife, I hope it's on camera. I just need it on camera. I'll sell it to TMZ. I'll make some money.
Perfect. Yeah, and you're right. It's not as soft and delicious as the one at the landing. All right, before we let you go, Ben, Bill Simmons, he didn't step in it at all, I don't think. He called the Columbus Blue Jackets the most irrelevant team in sports. Who is your most irrelevant team in sports?
Well, hockey would be good. I would say the Winnipeg Jets. I'm going to go with the Winnipeg Jets on that. Like, it's just far away. It's cold. It's the middle of nowhere. It's just, you know, it's not here. Columbus is not a bad one. Who did you pick, by the way?
Well, for me, it's always been the Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic. How about that? I would say in the NBA, though, it's like Memphis Grizzlies, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from in the NBA. There's a lot of teams that their uniforms all kind of look the same, and I'll be watching on the Magic box, and I'll be like, I don't know what team that is until they put the – I got to look at the graphic to find out who it is. That's not great for your business if you don't know the teams are based on the uniforms. because they all look the same.
Well, did you see the Orlando Magic uniform? They brought back the like 90s Shaq and Penny uniforms.
Oh, I love
and they,
that.
And
yeah.
they made the court the same way. Like, I was watching it, and I'm like, I feel like I'm like a 90s Dusty's kid watching Shaq and Penny play basketball. It was awesome.
Yeah, the Raptors. I remember when the Raptors came in. They got to bring back. It was so funny being in the Raptors locker room when they were an expansion team. They looked like Barney the Dinosaur on their uniforms. They had a dinosaur, and it was all these grown professional basketball players wearing a dinosaur. It was the funniest thing. I still remember being like, these guys are like embarrassed to wear the uniform. And now, because it's been long, a long time, people, oh, that's such a great uniform. The players didn't like it at the time. They didn't think it was very good. I remember the Rockets, when Charles Barkley played for the Rockets, they came into L.A., and they had like this cartoon rocket on their uniform, and that was embarrassing, too. It was a stupid logo, but... Now it's nostalgic.
Now it's nostalgic, and then it was the 90s. Ben, we appreciate your time. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you after the holiday.
All right, enjoy the holidays. Thank you, guys.
That is Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three. Name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Josh Simmons spoke to the Chiefs media for the first time since returning from his absence and playing in last week's game. This is what he had to say to everyone.
I thank the entire Kansas City and this club for having my sixth the time I was away from the team. Showed how much love this team and city has for me, and I can't wait to give it back to him. So,
one word on Josh Simmons returning to Kansas City.
I'm glad he's back, man, and good, and we're ready to go. And quite honestly, just move on, right? Let's just continue to watch this kid play. He was outstanding, I thought, on Sunday. A little bit of rust, maybe, he talked about, but he was also going against, as he said, number 15 out there. He's a pretty darn good football player. I thought Josh Simmons was epic on Sunday after missing all that time.
He's a beast.
This guy, holy cow, he's so good at what he does.
He's the truth,
man. I mean, he may be the second best at his position on the team behind Patrick Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is the best quarterback, in the NFL. And then the next best player on the team at their position may be Josh Simmons right now.
My one word would be support. I can only imagine if Josh Simmons played in Dallas, what Jerry Jones would be doing. If he played in the New York Jets organization, what Woody Johnson would be doing. That's a good sign to see from your franchise. Whether you want to know all the information or not, that's up to you, because it just depends on what keeps you up at night. It doesn't do that for me. He's back. He dealt with an issue. It was family-oriented. It's between him and his family and the organization. Mm-hmm. But he's back because of the support this team had. And look, you need that guy, and you need him more than ever right now. So... shout out to the support for the franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs.
100%. NFL right now looking into supersonic flights. They're trying to make Europe. They're trying to become
Paris.
Global. Obviously, Paris game announced for next season. One word on supersonic jets in the NFL.
Awesome. I mean, the fact that the NFL is studying supersonic flight to see if they can have an expansion team in Europe is one of the most NFL things that I've ever seen. All right, at all costs, what can we do? Well, we got to bring back those supersonic jets. The problem is they only seat 60 people right now. So now the NFL is going to try to build a supersonic jet that can fit an entire football team so they can, go back and forth across the ocean and base that team over there in Europe. Again, I didn't have on my bingo card this week RPO conversation, right? I also didn't have on my bingo card the NFL investigating supersonic flight so they could expand to Europe.
Hell yeah. Advance would be my one word, because you hear supersonic, I just think of video games and advancements. And so, yeah, advanced for supersonic jets.
This comes from Major League Baseball. MLB has formed a new 3-year media rights agreement with Netflix, NBC Universal, and ESPN. It's from 2026 to 2028 MLB seasons. It marks the return of NBC to regularly airing MLB games for the first time in 26 years. It's also the first time Netflix will have live coverage of MLB. And this also extends ESPN's long-term relationship with MLB to 39 consecutive seasons.
And they're going to have midweek games, which is awesome. The Sunday night game on NBC and Peacock is going to be fun, having Netflix involved as well. I'm sure we're going to see the tweets. I've got to buy all these subscriptions to watch every single blank game this season. Well, I mean, that's the cost of being a fan these days. Mm-hmm. I quite honestly, I'm past all of that now. We know what it is.
A lot of people are going to not like it, and then don't like it. But a lot of people are fine with it, too. So it is what it is when it comes to that. But I'm just glad baseball got their TV deals done. You get the money in here. Now we can go spend it and get better players. It's great for baseball to have all these TV partners locked up through what could be a work stoppage as well. That's a good sign for you know, the league moving forward, too.
Yeah, my one word comes with three. Writing on four. Writing on the wall. We've seen every other sport move. Boxing, prize fights, all this stuff go to Netflix. Now you're going to get Home Run Derby, Netflix. First game of the season, Netflix. Field of Dreams, Netflix. You know what the problem is? None. You know what the advantage is? One spot. You can go to one spot. And I think I speak this pretty clearly. I would say most everybody in the United States has Netflix.
Yeah, and the other thing is Netflix is one of those worldwide apps, too. Like yeah. I was talking about Netflix and Amazon. That's why everybody's going with Netflix and Amazon. They're the two that you can get worldwide. And you can't get HBO Max and all this other stuff worldwide. But Netflix and Amazon, you can. And so now they're getting a global reach as well as a local reach. And, of course, they got the deal done with ESPN yesterday. That's going to be the home of MLB.TV. So if you're an ESPN app subscriber, you're going to get all the baseball games for free. That comes with that package. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a cool deal as well. Now, your out-of-market games, we're still dealing with this nonsensical blackout stuff. Mm-hmm. But all your out-of-market games, if you're an ESPN subscriber now on the app, you're going to get all of that included as well. So that's kind of a cool perk to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get the ESPN app.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all of this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 75, they would only be able to go supersonic over the ocean. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Smasher Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's
Where do you
best
think
days.
Europe is?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.